Hi, y'all. Carrie D here. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. If you're blessed each week by my podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. And check out my new book, Homeschool High School, A Handbook for Christian Education. Then share a podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org, or on Instagram at coffeewithcarrieconsultant. You can also join The Coffee House, our premium membership, where you can find even more encouragement, community, and homeschool help. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hi, y'all, and welcome back to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. I'm glad you're here this week. I know I might sound a bit redundant at times, but hey, if things work, then it's worth repeating, right? So I've got a question for you. Are you struggling to balance homeschooling and homemaking? If so, then you're in good company. This topic is something that's on the hearts of every homeschooling mom I've ever known, including myself. So, how do you get it all done? Well, the simple answer is, you don't. Sorry, I know, that wasn't very profound. But if you're looking for a profound, you came to the wrong place. But I can offer you some practical and honest advice. Do you know the quickest way to get your house clean or to get it put back in order? It's when a friend calls and tells you she's coming over in a few minutes, or when your mother-in-law calls and says she's swinging by to drop something off. Man, that house gets clean quick. I know, it's funny, but it's true. Now, a few weeks ago, I posted a picture of my messy kitchen on Instagram. Your DMs cracked me up. Some of you were so relieved that you were not alone and trying to tame the mess monster. My mess actually made you feel better. And for that, you're welcome. Okay, I'm glad I could help you in that way. But as a response to my messy kitchen picture, I also got a bunch of emails asking for tips on how to balance homeschooling and homemaking. I love questions like this, so I thought I would share in this episode some of the ways I was able to eventually balance the two. I was also blessed to have a few friends who were very gifted at this balancing act, so I thought I would share some of the things they taught me along the way too. Now first, if you haven't listened to episode 204, 7 Habits of a Highly Effective Homeschooling Mom, make sure you listen to that episode after this one. I think many of the habits discussed in that episode will also help you balance homeschooling with homemaking. Now, I think there are 8 different things that you can do or try to do to tame the mess monster and master the balancing act. Okay. The number one way to start balancing homeschooling and homemaking is to make sure your personal quiet time with the Lord is consistent. Now, what does Bible study, worship, and prayer time have to do with homeschooling and chores? Well, it helps you keep everything in perspective. It reminds you of what's truly important, and it keeps your focus on God's plans and expectations and not on your own. Now, I hate when people tell me that I just need to lower my expectations. Okay, confession. My expectations in the beginning of homeschooling were a bit unrealistic, and my expectations of myself and for my husband and kids, well, sometimes even today, they can be quite unattainable too. So, yes, in that regard, lowering those unattainable, unrealistic expectations is a good idea. However, I hated when other moms would tell me to lower my expectations for schoolwork or housework. I came to realize I didn't need to lower my expectations. I just needed to tweak them a bit. Now, if my expectation was for perfection, then that wasn't going to happen. But if my expectation was for slow, steady progress, then yes, I could make that expectation happen. Now, if my expectation was for a picture-perfect, dust-free home with kids who acted perfectly all the time, then, honey, I was never going to win any Wife, Homemaker, or Mommy of the Year award. But if my expectation was to create a loving, lived-in, nurturing, learning environment where my kids felt loved and safe, then yes, I could meet those expectations. The house may not be dust-free, and my kids' outfits may not have ever been color-coordinated, but I know the environment was relatively germ-free, and I know that their clothes were clean. Wrinkle-free? Maybe not. Clean? Yes. Now, if my kids made better choices today than they did yesterday, then I may not win the Mommy of the Year award, but I might just earn the Most Improved Mommy award. And you know, that's okay with me. We need to give our kids and ourselves some grace. Now, on that note, if you haven't listened to episode 207, Homeschool with Grace, then make sure you listen to that one too. It will help you get over your expectations and get over yourself and to extend and accept much needed grace. All right. The next tip for balancing homemaking and homeschooling is to roll over, not pile on. What do I mean by that? Okay, let's just say you have a list of things you want your fourth grader to do today for schoolwork. And let's just say he doesn't do it all. I know, what a shocker. It's hard to believe this would ever happen, but it does. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. Okay, I'm sure there are many days your fourth grader doesn't finish everything you want him to finish. Now, what many of us do is we pile on today's unfinished work onto tomorrow's stack of already planned out schoolwork and must-do to-do lists. Now, your kid has double the work. Now, your fourth grader is already behind and tomorrow hasn't even started yet. Yeah, the kid who couldn't complete yesterday's work is now expected to complete 2 days' worth of work. Now, when I did this, I just set myself up for disappointment, and I set my poor kid up for failure. Instead of piling on the unfinished work, roll it over instead. Make the unfinished schoolwork tomorrow's schoolwork. Yeah, Mom, remember, there's always tomorrow, and it's okay. Now, if your fourth grader didn't maybe start his paragraph on Ben Franklin like you wanted him to, and he didn't finish lesson 24 in his math book like you asked him to, then make these two assignments his schoolwork tomorrow. Okay, the exception is if you know for a fact it was a defiant disobedience that caused your fourth grader to not get his work done. Well, then make sure he finishes it that day before he goes to bed or before he does what he wants to do. But if your child didn't get to the paragraph or the math lesson because he was diligently, or at least somewhat diligently, working on other tasks that he needed to do, then don't pile on the unfinished work to tomorrow's must-do list. Roll it over instead. Tomorrow, your fourth grader can begin his day finishing his lesson 24 in his math workbook and by writing his paragraph about Ben Franklin. Then once that's done, I'm sure there are plenty of chores to be done, siblings to help, food to be cooked, instruments to be played, books to be read, pictures to be painted. You get the idea. There's always more for your kid to do and learn. It doesn't always have to be formal schoolwork or items on an academic to-do list. If you pile on unfinished schoolwork, you and your child will be spending more time on homeschooling, which leaves less time for homemaking. The two will always be out of balance. Now, if you roll things over and give your kids a set time for formal lessons each day, then when that time is up, whatever isn't finished that day, it just gets completed tomorrow. It really does help keep the balance. Okay, third, prioritize the housework that needs to get done and then schedule times to do it. Okay, what do I mean by this? Okay, prioritize the housework that you feel needs to be done first daily or consistently. Then actually schedule days or times to do these things. Now, your housework priority list might look a little different than mine, which is why I don't want to say you got to do this or you have to make sure you plan for that. It really is based on your family needs. But let's just say doing the dishes is a priority for you. Cleaning them, loading the dishwasher, emptying the dishwasher, putting the clean dishes away, you know, the ever multiplying dirty dish phenomenon that happens in our homes. Well, this was one of my priority chores. I needed to make sure this got done daily and as often as it needed to be done for me to keep my sanity. For me, I just can't think straight if I see a pile of dirty dishes in the sink. And it drove me crazy to prep for breakfast or to cook dinner if the dishwasher was full of clean dishes. So one way I prioritized this chore was I planned for it on a daily basis. First, one child was assigned emptying the dishwasher and putting clean dishes and pots away. It was a habit I wanted to build and a skill I wanted to train. So one child was in charge of this chore for a month or two at a time. By doing this, I never had to ask, whose turn is it to do the dishwasher? And second, I knew I would find the pots, dishes, serving utensils, whatever, whenever I needed, because eventually this one child would learn what to do and how to do it correctly. So let's just say it was my daughter's month to do the dishwasher. So first thing in the morning, my daughter would empty the dishwasher and put away all the pots and pans that were air dried on the counter. Now the dishwasher was empty for the day and my counter was clean and empty, ready to go. There was no reason for anyone to put anything in the sink. Therefore, no piles of dirty dishes would be calling my name throughout the day. After breakfast and lunch, everyone cleared their own plates. Plates were washed down and put into the dishwasher before we moved on to the next thing. Even when my younger one was too little to reach the sink, I would rinse his dishes or cups for him, hand them back to him so he could put them in the dishwasher himself. And if I used a skillet for breakfast or a pot for lunch, I made sure I washed it and put it away before starting lessons or before running errands in the afternoon. If the dishwasher was full and needed to be run after lunch, I turned it on. Whoever was in charge of emptying the dishwasher had to empty it again before dinner time. And we also have a rule in our house, whoever cooks, the other one's clean. So if I cooked dinner, which was most of the time, my husband and eventually my kids, they were the ones that cleaned the kitchen after dinner. Y'all, this is still one of my favorite household rules. You should try it out. Then my husband would run the dishwasher before we went to bed so we could start this all over again the next morning. Now, I know this was a lot of information about dirty dishes and clean sinks, but I wanted to share how a simple chore with some planning turned into a household habit that helped eliminate an area of stress for me and helped me keep some balance between homeschooling lessons and housemaking chores. Okay, so write down the chores you need to do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Then prioritize them. Make a plan for the ones you want or need to do on a daily basis. Like for me, the dishwasher. When will it get done and who will do them? Then pick a realistic day or time. Now, laundry is my nemesis, so laundry for me was a once-a-week chore for our family. We had a laundry day. Yes, this meant I spent most of the day filling and emptying the washing machine and the dryer, but for me, one day a week was all I could stomach for the laundry chore. Now, I have friends who find doing the laundry relaxing, and if this is you, then prioritize it differently than me. Now, folding for us was a family affair. When my kids were younger, I assigned one kid to fold the laundry after I washed and dried them. When they were old enough, everyone was responsible for putting away their own clean clothes. And also, when they were old enough, the kids usually folded their own laundry. Once they were in high school, if they needed clean clothes more often than once a week, then hey, they were more than welcome to do a load or two on their own. Now, this brings me to the third and fourth tip for balancing homeschooling with homemaking. Get the kids involved and plan for the items lower down on your chore priority list. Y'all, you're home 24/7. Your entire family is home with you all the time. Your home should and will look like everyone is home, living and learning together all the time. Everyone is eating, everyone is playing, everyone is taking things off the shelves and out of closets, everyone is home with you. So everyone is helping to make messes. Therefore, everyone should help you clean up the messes. It's a team effort. Depending on your parenting style, your personality, and of course, size of your family, give everyone a job or two to do, especially if they're the ones making the mess. Now, make sure you listen to episodes Simplifying Your Learning Spaces, Part 1 and 2, for some specific ways to do this with regards to homeschooling and formal lesson time. But get those kids involved. Now, a daughter of a friend of mine, she loved to iron. She wanted to iron the laundry for fun. Yeah, I know. So anyway, she loved it so much that when she went off to college, I gave her a laundry basket full of supplies, an iron, and a fancy steamer. Anyway, if your kid likes to do something, give him or her that job. Now, my husband likes cleaning the bathrooms, so it's his job for life. My daughter, she loves to organize. So monthly, she would reorganize our cabinets, pantry, tubware, school supplies, even her brother's closet. And my son loved to play in water and wash things. So when he was younger, he washed out the bathroom sinks for us, he watered the flowers, and when he was older, he washed the cars. I loved giving one child one or two chores for one or two months at a time. It gave me time to really train the child on how to do something correctly and, you know, the way I wanted it done. And I never had to argue over whose turn was it. It was less confusing for me and for the kids. But you can assign jobs and chores any way that fits your family. The idea is to get everyone involved and to plan when things need to get done. Now, another tip for balancing homemaking and homeschooling is to do a daily pickup clean at the end of each school time or at the end of each day. Now, there's no need for deep cleaning every day or even every week. But if a daily pickup is done daily, then it leaves less to do on those declutter or deep clean days. And it's easier to find things when you need them. Nothing interrupts a perfectly good school day than not being able to find a particular book or a pencil sharpener or a pair of scissors. Now, Rachel Alsbury shared in one of our Coffee with Carrie podcast conversations her three-bin method for her cleaning. I loved it so much, and I tweaked it just a bit for our family and made it a four-bin method. Now, at the end of each day, we ran around the house with four bins. One was a laundry basket, one was a trash bag, one was a reshelving basket, and one was a plastic bin that I used for dirty dishes. Now, loose laundry, like socks, dirty clothes, wet towels, all those kind of stuff, that went into the laundry basket as we wandered around the house. Loose dishes, spoons, coffee mugs, etc., you know, all that stuff, went into the dirty dishes plastic bin as we walked around the house. And then trash, like scraps of paper from art projects we did that today, or circles from hole-punching paper, or junk mail, all that went into trash bags. And then things that were used for school or maybe an art project that needed to be put away were put into the reshelving basket. So I promptly dumped the clothes and towels that were in the laundry basket into the washing machine and started a load of laundry. One kid would empty the dirty dishes bin by putting all the dirty dishes into the dishwasher. My son would throw out the trash bag, and I would divvy up the items in the reshelving basket accordingly. I gave my daughter stuff that was hers for her to put away, and I gave my son stuff that was his for him to put away, and then I reshelved everything else. Now, the fourth tip for balancing homeschooling and homemaking is to spend a day each month deep cleaning and decluttering. Again, prioritize the things that can wait. Maybe it's deep cleaning the bathrooms, or maybe deep cleaning the refrigerator. Maybe it's window cleaning or car washing or mopping all the floors. A friend of mine would sweep when needed, but only mopped once a month. Maybe it's deep cleaning the bedrooms. Now, I know for me, I just needed my kids to make their bed every morning and to do a quick put things away before bedtime each night. Now, about once a month, they would change their sheets, dust and vacuum, reorganize, you know, stuff like that in their bedrooms. Now, if you take Sabbath breaks like we did formal schoolwork for 6 weeks and then took a break around the seventh week, give or take, of our formal lessons. So during our Sabbath break, if we weren't taking a little trip, I would schedule a deep clean or declutter day sometime during our Sabbath break. It's amazing how many lost items you can find when you spend a little time decluttering. Now, another important tip is to limit outside activities. There's no need to be a hermit or to be a killjoy, but if you limit your outside activities, you will have more time at home to do lessons and to keep up with daily and weekly chores. The quickest way to mess up the balance is to never be home to do the things you want or need to do. And then finally, the quickest way to upset the balance between homeschooling and homemaking is trying to do school at home. If the majority of your day, let's say 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, is spent huddled over school books and doing school lessons, you'll never have time to do the other important stuff. Home education is a lifestyle. Everything, including chores, cleaning, errands, cooking, discipline, sibling conflict resolution, all of it is education. These lessons are just as important as the math facts and spelling rules. There's no reason to model your home education after the traditional school system. In most situations, you really can get formal lessons done in 1, 2, or 3 hours a day. Don't feel guilty if most of your day is not schoolwork. Now, I did talk a little bit about meal planning and meal prep, but I didn't go into detail in this episode. I did a whole podcast called The Cafeteria Lady, Organizational Tips for KP Duty. I also have several blog articles at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org, on how to plan meals, how to do weekly and monthly prepping, and how my kids eventually took over breakfast and lunch duties. Make sure you listen to that podcast and read those articles. And in the coffee house next week, I will be sharing how to get that pile of stuff you never get to in our monthly online workshop. If you're a coffee house member, make sure you RSVP for the workshop. And if you're not a coffee house member and would like to join us for that upcoming seminar, you can join the coffee house today and then join us next Thursday for the online workshop. Go to my website, coffeewithcarrie.org, for more information or to join. Y'all, it is possible to balance homeschooling and homemaking. Make your personal quiet time with the Lord a daily thing. Don't lower your expectations, just make them more realistic. Roll over unfinished schoolwork instead of piling it on the next day. Prioritize those chores and then schedule times to do them. Divvy up the work, moms, give everyone involved. Do a quick pickup cleanup at the end of each day, and then plan a deep clean or a decluttered day once a month or maybe even every other month. Plan those meals and do some meal prep too, and limit your outside activities. And y'all, don't do school at home. It's home education. And if you have a system that works for you on balancing homeschooling and homemaking, then share it with me. Send me a DM at my Instagram account, Coffee with Carrie Consultant, or shoot me an email at coffeewithcarriehomeschool@gmail.com. I'd love to share your ideas with other moms. Moms, you've got this. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break. It's our prayer that our website, homeschooling consulting service, podcast, and books will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. We're praying for you. Stay healthy. God bless. And see you next time. Hey, y'all. The coffee house is open. Have you joined yet? What is the coffee house? Well, it's a new, unique online community for homeschooling moms who are looking for encouragement, support, and homeschooling help. Members of the Coffee House have access to monthly Q&A sessions with me and other homeschooling moms, where we focus on a particular theme each month, and then we bring any and all of our trouble spots to the table for tips and advice. We have discussion boards with other like-minded home educators for moms of preschoolers, high schoolers, large families, only kids, and students with learning differences. We have live, online, and recorded workshops to help you homeschool simply and enjoyably. I also have monthly grab-and-go, print-ready resources to help you homeschool. We have monthly curriculum chats where we target a different academic or extracurricular area or a style of homeschooling each month. Moms leave with curriculum and resource recommendations to try. We have Bible study resources and how to study your Bible video tutorials, and coming soon, bi-monthly Bible studies with other homeschooling moms. You also get exclusive access to the Audible version of my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. And of course, discount codes and promotions to upcoming events and products. I hope you can join me in the coffee house. I promise that your heart and your coffee cup will always be full with help, hope, and inspiration when you join the coffee house. For more information or to join, go to my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. See you inside the coffee house.